This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson. Consumers might be paying less for a Thanksgiving turkey this year thanks to improved supplies. American Farm Bureau Federation economist Bert Nelson says prices have fallen since avian influenza or bird flu peaked last September.
Since then, biosecurity measures and the practices that we've put in place, the programs that USDA has used, have helped avian influenza slow. We're well below where we were last year. So turkey numbers have had time to rebuild.
Nelson says the average price is down 22% from last year's $1.63 per pound.
Right now we're looking at about $1.27 a pound. Now that's for that 8 to 16 pound turkey that we use for a centerpiece for Thanksgiving. So that just kind of shows that we've had time to rebuild these supplies. Inflation isn't as big of a factor this year as it was last year. So turkey prices have had time to come down a little bit.
Nelson adds lower prices and higher supplies also means higher demand.
Per capita demand for turkey is expected to increase by about 6% this year to 15.5 pounds per person in response to these lower prices. So overall, farmers and consumers alike should receive some relief from turkey prices this Thanksgiving.
Full details on the cost of a Thanksgiving feast for 10 will be released on November 15th on the Farm Bureau website, fb.org.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.